Five Star Zone with Rico Beard.
Hey, welcome to another edition of the Five Star Zone. I'm your host, Rico Beard, and I want to get into the University of Michigan. They made a quarterback change off of their victory of Arkansas State, 28-18. And I think if you watched the game, you kind of saw this coming. Davis Warren went out there. He passed for 11 of 14. And, you know, in theory, here's the thing. 11 of 14, 122 yards. The three incomplete passes, well, they technically were not incomplete passes because they were interceptions, giving Arkansas State an opportunity to kind of catch up to Michigan. Now, let's talk about the team first before we talk about the quarterback. The game did not look good, but looks can be deceiving. The first team defense actually went out there and did their job. They held this team 28-3. They stopped them deep in the red zone many, many times. It's just the offense that's struggling. And with the offense struggling, it puts a lot of pressure on the defense. Now, you got USC coming up this week. Now the defense is going to be tasked to try to not only go out there and stop Miller Moss, but try to keep USC out of the end zone, keep this thing. It's like the Texas game. If you're the Michigan defense, your goal, the magical number for you is 21. Try to keep the opposing team to 21 points, giving yourself a chance to win this game. If not, you're going to need a pick six, a scoop and score, some type of a special teams turnover to help you win, because the Michigan offense just not happening. Now, in this game, to your point, you got the running game going. But as I said last week, it's good that you beat these types of teams, but unless you just flat out kill them, it leaves your fan base wanting a little bit more. Now, in this, Khalil Mullings went out there, 155 yards, two touchdowns. I keep saying it looks like he is actually running back one, RB1. Donovan Edwards does go out there. Edwards on 17 carries, gets 82 yards. He gets a touchdown as well. The running game was clicking. You needed that. You needed that for the confidence. Now, Colston Loveland gets injured. Sharon Moore comes out and says, you know, he feels good about it, but they're going to monitor it, kind of a day-to-day type of thing. It leads me to wonder how much he will play if he played. Looks, he fell on his arm. I don't know how much he's going to play, but if he was going to play, Coach Moore would just come out and say he's going to play. Why would I say that? Because on Monday, Coach Moore, Sharon Moore, came out and said, hey, we're going to make the quarterback switch. Davis Warren is not going to be the starting quarterback. They're going to Alex Orji. Can this work? Maybe. You need to do a couple things in order to get this to work. Personally, I would not have made the switch publicly. I would have gone into Saturday's game and I would have just let USC see Orji under center. I wouldn't have tipped my hand, because defending Orji is different than defending Davis Warren. You would have had an advantage for a little bit, because USC is probably coming up with a couple of plays to try to defend Orji. Now they're going to focus their whole defense in stopping Orji. Like I said, that's me. I wouldn't have tipped my hand so early when making that big of a switch, because they're so different. So that's one. So that's why I said if Loveland can play, I think Moore would have just simply said, hey, Loveland will be back. So that's something to watch out for. The Alex Orji situation can work. It can work, but it's up to Kirk Campbell, the offensive coordinator for Michigan, to take a page out of Greg Roman's book. When Roman was the OC for the Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson goes in. Lamar Jackson, okay, let's face it, Orji is limited when it comes to passing. Can we just be honest with ourselves? He can run. So let's throw out the playbook. Let's come up with a new playbook for him, and let's try to figure out exactly how we're going to get this thing done. Run-oriented, run the ball, some option play, allow him to use his legs. Occasionally, I'll let him throw the ball. Maybe throw about 10 to 14 passes a game, but most of the plays line up under center. You're almost running a wildcat type of offense. It can work, but you're going to have to do a wholesale change right here, right now. I don't know if Coach Campbell is about to do that. To me, that is the only way. The offense has to look a lot like University of Central Florida, UCF, what Gus Malzahn has done with KJ Jefferson. If you saw their win over TCU at TCU, once again, quarterback is the wildcat, a lot of jet motion, a lot of motion. You got to keep the defense on their heel. You're almost playing three card Monte of who has the ball. That's the best way to really focus on Orji's attributes. Other than that, if you ask Alex Orji to go back there and throw the ball 20 or more times, you're setting yourself up to lose because he's not that type of quarterback. You got to play on his strengths. His strengths is his legs. And then it's like his two touchdowns. The receivers are wide open because everybody's thinking he's going to run the ball. You're going to have those plays. If you're Orji, you can't skip the pass. You have to hit your receiver in stride because the defense are going to be selling out. They're going to be putting 8-9 people in the box, daring you to throw the ball. You can't fall for that bait. You have to stay within yourself. So we'll see. But going into this USC game, University of Michigan makes the switch. It's Alex Orji. And looking at the offense just wasn't clicking under Davis Warren. It was a struggle. It was painful. A lot of turnovers, a lot of failed third down conversions. Now it's time to see what Orji can do. For those wondering, Jack Tuttle, I think he's, from what I'm hearing, he's still injured. But he's often been injured throughout his career. So even if he shows up and plays for you, chances are he's going to get injured again. Jane Davis, the freshman, if you lose to USC, I would put Jane in the game. I would just say to hell with it, and we're going to run the offense with him. We'll take our lumps. We may lose some games this year, but think of the games that we will win next year because he's getting the experience now. That's a different discussion for a different time. Lose to USC, we'll have that discussion. But right now, USC is the focus. You're going with Alex Orji. We'll see if Orji can be the difference maker for Michigan's offense. The defense is there, and they're going to be challenged because I think it's going to be a lot like the Texas game. USC has some Jimmies and Joes, so they'll be able to scheme, and Lincoln Riley's going to come in here, and he's going to have a game plan on how to go basically and exploit the weaknesses on the defense that you saw Texas do. Texas never had any problems in that game. You knew from the first drive it was going to be a hot knife through butter. This defense is going to be challenged. Can you learn from your mistakes? Yeah, it's good that you went out there because technically it was 28-3. By the time that Arkansas State scored those final 15 points, backups were in. I'm not going to count that towards the defense. Higher caliber team you're playing in USC. Can you go out there? Can you make stops? Can you get USC off the field in third down? Can you not give up the big plays? Can you basically enforce your will and show the defense that everybody hopes and suspects that Michigan has? You didn't see it against Texas. You get an opportunity. You get a test against USC. We'll see what happens. But Alex Orji has been named the starting quarterback for the University of Michigan. It can work, but you have to play to his strengths. You literally have to throw out the playbook and come up with new plays and figure out a way to get this done. Very similar to what the Ravens did when in midseason they put Lamar Jackson in the game and said, he's not good enough for these plays, but he's great for these plays. Can you do that? It may look a little different. It's going to require a little patience. But if you're Sherrone Moore and you're making this move and you're announcing it to the world so early, I hope you know what you're doing. If you get this right, you're going to look like a genius. If you get this wrong, boy, Michigan fans will turn on you. So we'll see. But Alex Orji, named starting quarterback for the University of Michigan, going into this game against USC. Going to see what happens. I don't know if Davis Warren is going to even get some run in this. Or that's the other thing. If you're going to go with Orji, go with Orji. Good or bad, live with whatever he does. Don't play the quarterback shuffle game Because I do think that that was a detriment to Davis Warren. Just when he would try to get on a roll, you would bring him out the game, you would put Orji in. That's not good for quarterbacks. You need to know that if I make a mistake, let me play through that mistake. Let me learn from that mistake. So if Orji's your guy, let Orji be your guy. Leave him in the game no matter what. That's just my two cents. Thanks for watching and listening to the 5-Star Zone. I'm your host, Rico Beard. I'll be back later on this week.